Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is the teacher. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion to discuss the life and works of an outstanding Shiite dignitary are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to your show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, an outstanding Shiite cleric who was a preacher of Islam and the Shiite Islam in Africa is the personality with whom we are mainly concerned for today's discussion. He is no one but Sayyid Abdul Hussein Mar'ashi Shushtari. Not very much information exists about this outstanding man, but the only thing is that he was the source of benefits and Islamic teachings and Shiite preachings in African continent, especially Zanzibar in east of Africa. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, let's start with you, Sayyid Abdul Hussein Mar'ashi Shushtari. Give us some information about him.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As you mentioned, we don't have much information specifically regarding the detailed information where and when he was born. But what we know that he was living almost 150 years ago, that he passed away at the beginning of the 20th century, 1905. And also, his name is associated with Khoja community. And I'm sure that we are going to talk about this community yes. later on in our discussion today. But for the beginning, I would like to mention that in one of the trips that this Khoja community with their Sheikh, Sheikh Doji Jamal, they came to Karbala for the ziyarah trip. They met the great alim over there, whose name was Ayatollah Zainul Abidin Mazandarani. And they made a request for a preacher and muballiq to stay with them in their homeland.
That's right.
So Ayatollah Mazandarani chose two of his students and sent one, actually, who was originally from India, Mullah Qadir Hussein,
yes.
who was the student of Ayatollah Mazandarani, staying with Ayatollah Mazandarani in Najaf, but originally he was from India, and he sent him to India to be with the Khoji community over there,
okay.
and he chose Ayatollah Sayyid Abdul Hussein Mar'ashi Shushtari, another student who was originally Iranian,
mm-hmm.
As the name is saying, Shushtari is one
yes.
of the cities of the Khuzestan province
yes.
right now. But he was staying with his master in Najaf. He sent him to go to the east of Africa, Zanzibar, to be the preacher,
yes.
a resident alim
okay.
for this community.
That's
and
right.
alhamdulillah, as you mentioned, and we are going to discuss about it, he was the source of benefit,
yes.
knowledge, and initiating the Ahlul Bayt
yes.
culture among those people. And his name is considered among the earliest scholars among Khoja community after their separation from Aga Khan, I
yes.
mean Ismailiyya
yes.
group. So it was a kind of pride
That's right.
for him to lead this community that today they are source of spreading Shiism here and there
right.
all around the globe.
Thank you, Sheikh Mahdavi. Okay, Sheikh Ziyaniya, give us some information about Sayyid Abdul Hussein Mar'ashi Shushtari's achievements in Zanzibar. I mean, in Eastern Africa, is it true that he was the first resident alim or scholar to African continent in order to preach, we can say, Shia Islam over there? And I think it was a rare action done by an alim from Najaf go to Africa and preach Shia Islam, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As my dear brother Sheikh Mahdavi mentioned, Mullah Diyuji Jamal was the first Sheikh that was living amongst the Khoja Ethna Ashari communities and was guiding them and preaching amongst them. And he was the source of this idea to invite scholars for the communities of Khoja Jamaats all around the world. That's why he moved with some of the leaders of Khoja communities at that time. It was at the ending years of 19th century. So they moved to Atabat, I mean to Najaf and Karbala, yes. And went to Sheikh Mullah Zainul Abidin Mazandarani and asked him.
Yes.
And as my dear brother mentioned, one of the students was sent to Mumbai in India, that they established a number of communities in different cities in India. And also Mullah Diyuji Bahai also was living in India himself.
Yes.
And another student that was Sayyid Abdul Hussein Shushtari, was Sayyid Abdul Hussein Ma'ashi Shushtari. He was sent to East of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a region, of course, yes. That it includes the Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, these countries, okay. Like this, and Rwanda. But the eastern part of the Africa is in that region is Tanzania, and the Zanzibar is the eastern island of Tanzania. That we may say that Zanzibar itself maybe is a state because somehow it has a president and a government, but it's under the authority of Tanzania nowadays.
Okay.
Sayyid Abdul Hussein Ma'arashi Shushtari went there. They established a community for Khoja Jamaat over there, for Ethna Ashari Khoja Jamaat over there. And they benefited from him almost 23 years.
That's right.
And
he was invited by the Khoja community, we can say, to that region.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Maybe we would say there was not a community before that.
Okay.
There were some people, because community has, a proper meaning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a technical term nowadays in Khoja Jamaats. So maybe there was not a community before him. I'm not sure whether there was, but at least they didn't have a Maulana over there. They didn't have a clergyman over there.
That's right.
That's why Sayyid Abdul Hussein Ma'arashi Shushtari went there. And he established that, we may say protocols and for example, they were having three times prayer in the Masjid Quwwatul Islam. And he was leading the community then.
Very good.
Reciting khutbah for Aqd and also answering the questions regarding the issues that they have. And when they moved to Hajj, because Sayyid Abdul Hussein was the imam of the mosque, they went together to participate in the pilgrimage of Hajj. And in 1344, according to lunar calendar, he passed away in Mecca.
Oh.
So, but he was the source of, generating this communities to have the resident scholars over there.
Was he the first one over there in that region?
Yes, in Zanzibar he was the first.
Before him there was no Sayyid, we can say, from the house of Najaf who was sent to that
region.
Even a
Sheikh.
That's right.
Of course, maybe there were some scholars because, Islam is longer than this time in Africa, especially in the east of Africa.
Yes.
For example, in Uganda we had kings that they were Muslims and they were living about 250 years ago.
Okay.
And they were overwhelmed by Britain.
Britain, that's right.
About 200 years ago.
Okay.
So Islam is older than this time in Africa, but Khoja communities, Khoja Ethna Ashari communities, yes, they moved at the ending times of 19th century to Africa. And some of them, they say that the reason was that some Britain troops asked them to participate in building the railway from Kenya to Uganda, that eastern part of Africa. By the way, we should mention this, that Sayyid Abdul Hussein Ma'arashi Shushtari was the starter, was the motivator and organizer of the, systems that they had in their mosques, of course, not the system of communities, because the system of community is established by Khoja Jamaat themselves. But the system of mosques having imams and having, you know, these, you know, types of resident scholar, Sayyid Abdul Hussein Marashi Najafi was the first over there. And his adopted son, Sayyid Hussein Shushtari, continued his way and moved to Zanzibar to preach Islam over there. And up to the revolution of locals in Zanzibar, that they had, you know, some mindset regarding the immigrants over there. So they expelled non-locals from that island. And that's, you know, we may say, tree of benefit was cut by the hand of the people that they were believing these people, these, you know, immigrants are not having good ideas for the island. But after some years, again, it was continued. And nowadays, even Khoja Ethna Ashari Jamaat, they have their own community in Zanzibar. They have their own community in different cities of Tanzania, like Arusha, Dar es Salaam itself, and different cities.
Okay. Sayyid Muhammad Mahdi Shushtari, the grandson of Sayyid Hussein Shushtari, was the last cleric and scholar to that.
From this family.
Yes, from this family. Okay. There's also a story, an event mentioned about a prayer done and led by Abdul Hussein Shushtari asking for rain because of the drought over there. But the rain, is it true?
Yeah, this is also said in the history. And we have to believe this, that sometimes if something has been narrated through the hearts, generation after generation, it means that it was something true, specifically regarding such a noble occasion, that when we look at the biography of Sayyid Abdul Hussein Marashi, although it is very few information that we have about him, but among all these things that we have about him, this is one of the shining points of his life, because as it is narrated in the history, immediately after this prayer, which was led after the Salat al-Fajr, they saw the clouds are coming, and it was a heavy rain after that, to the point that, to the extent that they told the Sultan Hammud, who was originally from Oman, because Omanis are there as well. So he was actually happy because of this occasion. Why? Because it has something to do with the religion and religiosity among the people when they see such power of a man of Allah.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. And as Sheikh Ziya said, 1344, according to the Hijra calendar, when he was taking part in a Hajj pilgrimage, he passed away. There is not much information about his burial place, you know, but for sure, the life of Sayyid Abdul Hussein Marashi Shushtari and his endeavors and achievements in Zanzibar, in eastern part of Africa, is really a true lesson for so many of the Muslim preachers and Islamic preachers and Shia preachers all around the world. He was a source of benefit for so many people in that region. May Allah bless his soul, Sayyid Abdul Hussein Marashi Shushtari. And thank you very much, Sheikh Mahtavi.
You're most welcome.
And Sheikh Ziya.
You're most welcome.
For your presence in the program, the teacher. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, the teacher, on iRab English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. Also, you can visit our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن.